So let's review. The Gemara Dav Tzadi Bei cited a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav holds, Basar Rubas Linen. We follow the majority of cases even regarding monetary matters. While Shmuel holds, Kiyaz Linen Basar Ruba Bi Yisur Bi Mamayna Loi. We only follow the majority regarding prohibitions but not regarding monetary matters. The Gemara continues citing several Mishnayos to Brises to prove this issue alluded to in the Siman Isha Ve'Evet Shar Shar and Uperis. Shar. The Mishnah Mesech de Baba Kama states, Shar Shanaga Chesapar, Venimtsa Urba Betzida. If an ox gored a cow, and a dead fetus was found at her side. Ve'en Yedua Imach Leinaka Yalda Oyim Mishnaka Yalda. We do not know whether the cow miscarried before it was gored, and the owner of the ox is not liable for the fetus, or if it died due to the goring, and he is liable for the fetus. Mishalm Chatzin Netzik Lapara Urvi Lavlad. The owner of the ox must pay a half the value of the cow because the ox was a tam, and it certainly killed the cow, and a quarter of the value of the fetus because the brice reflects the opinion of sumchas that litigants divide a disputed sum, and it's a suffix whether the ox killed the fetus. The Gemara asks, Lema halach acharev parais, v'rei parais misabris v'yaldois, v'havadei machmas negicha hipila. According to Rav, we should assume that this cow is of the majority of cows who carry viable fetuses, and so the fetus must have died due to the goring, and the Baal HaShor should be liable for a full half. The Gemara answers that indeed, we assume that the cow miscarried due to the ox. However, we do not know whether mikama asa or mibi yisusa hipila. The ox approached it directly and it miscarried due to fright, and so grama benizakin pater, the Baal HaShor is not liable for its indirect damage, or machaira asa or mingach nakra vehipila. The ox approached it from behind and it miscarried from the goring, and so the Baal HaShor is liable. Therefore, ha'bimam and amut basafik v'chalmam and amut basafik is chalkin. It's unclear whether he's liable, and they divide the disputed sum. Shairin. The Gemara cites a brayse in which there is a machlokes. The Tanakhama says, Shar shahayiraya benimtze shar harig betzidai. If many oxen were grazing, and we discovered a dead ox next to one particular ox, even if the dead ox was gored or bitten, and this ox is a mu'ud to gore or bite, we do not assume that this ox killed it. And the Rashbam adds, the owner of the sharmud is not even liable to divide the damage, since there is no proof that his ox was involved at all. However, Abacha disagrees and says, Gamal ha'oicher ben agamal. If a camel was mating, and as the Rashbam explains, Stam behemis peshas tashmish mishtagoi sumakin zchorm zeh. During mating, male animals often attack each other. And v'nimtzu gamal harg betzidei, we discovered a dead camel next to it. B'yaduish is a hargoi. We assume that this camel killed it, even if it is a tam, and its owner is liable. Now, the Gemara assumes, Ruba v'chazaka ki adad ininu. An assumption based on Rai, the majority, and an assumption based on a chazaka, such as that an animal with a predisposition to go will cause damage, are of equal standing. David the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Lema, Rav, Dama, Kerabacha, Ushmol, Dama, Ketana, Kama. Rabach, who follows the chazaka, uses such proofs in determining monetary matters, and Rav, who uses the Rav, follows his opinion. While the Tanakhama, who does not follow the chazaka, does not use such proofs, and so Shmuel, who does not use Rav, follows their opinion. However, the Gemara offers two possible differences between these two machlekes. Lo yazlina basa chazaka av basa ruba azlina. Perhaps we do not follow a chazaka, but we do follow a rav, because ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, rav is a stronger proof. Or, azlina basa chazaka dehu gufi muhsik av basa ruba lo yazlina. Perhaps we only follow chazaka, since hu oimid bitzidei. The evidence is before us and it provides proof that this particular camel damages. However, we do not follow a rav, since lesser kamon, it is merely a statistical proof. Peiris. The Gemara now relates this machlikas Rabbi Shmuel to our Mishnah. If one person sold produce to another and the buyer planted them but they did not grow, or even if he purchased and planted flaxseed that didn't grow, the seller is not responsible to reimburse him for the purchase. The Gemara asks, what additional teaching does the Mishnah offer with the case of the flaxseed? And the Gemara explains, although most flax seeds are purchased for planting, we do not follow the majority, and the seller can claim that he sold them for eating in accordance with Shmuel's opinion. The Gemara concedes the point and explains Tanoihi. This is actually Machlekes Tanoim as evidenced by the following brice, which cites three opinions. The Tanakhama says, if someone sold inedible garden seeds and the buyer planted them and they did not grow, the seller is responsible and must reimburse him because they were clearly sold for planting. However, Zera Pishtin, Enechem Becher Yusin, if he sold them edible flaxseed, he is not responsible. Rabbi Yossi says, Nisin lo demei Zera, he is responsible in both cases. The Chum responded to Rabbi Yossi, Harba Leichin Eislo Dvar Machirim. Since flaxseeds are often purchased for eating, he's not responsible. The Gemara explains the Machlekes. Tanakama lo Azal Basaruba. The Tanakama does not follow a majority in monetary matters, as is Shmuel's opinion. Therefore, if they are edible, he's not responsible. However, Rabbi Yossi va'amruloi tarvayu basaruba azli. Both Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham follow a majority in monetary matters, as is Rav's opinion. And the Rashbam explains, Kineged adam echad shekoyne yud sa'an lizriya, yeshmeye b'nei adam shekoyne miya sa'a achas l'maycha v'lerefuah. For every one person who purchases 10 sa'a for planting, 100 people buy a total of 1 sa'a for eating or healing. Therefore, the machlekes is as follows. Mar azla basaruba de'inshi, or mar azla basaruba de'zriya. The Tanakama follows the majority of buyers, who buy for many reasons, and so the seller is not responsible. Or Rabbi Yossi follows the majority of seeds, and most are purchased for planting, and so the seller is responsible. The Gemara cites a related machlekes. Mahu naisen loy demei zera b'lohitza. When he is responsible to pay, he only reimburses him for the seeds, and not for any related expenses, because grama ba'almahu upater. He's not liable for indirect damages. V'yeshayim ma'afaitza. We penalize him, and he must compensate him for his expenses. Rav Chisda commented, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the second opinion is the ruling of Rav Shimon Gamliel. At first, the Gemara assumes he refers to the ruling in our Mishnah. He's not responsible for edible seeds. And Rav Shimon Gamliel aimers, one is liable for garden seeds which are inedible. However, the Gemara points out, Tanakama Nami Hachikama. Tanakama agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel's ruling because Zera Pishtan Hu De'in Chai Becher Yusin Hazarei Negina She'in Nechal and Chai Becher Yusin. They only exempt him for flax seeds, but not for inedible garden seeds. David the Gemara explains Haitza Ikebeinayu. They are arguing regarding reimbursement for his expenses. Mar Saba Demei Zera Umar Saba Af Haitza. Tanakama exempts him from the expenses, while Rav Shimon Gamliel says he's liable for the expenses because Kol Tana Basra Litfuya Milsa Ka'asi, we assume the second Tana is adding to the first. However, the Gemara offers an alternate explanation of the Mishnah. Demakula Rav Shimon Gamliel Hibachasur Mechstra. Perhaps Rav Shimon Gamliel is the author of the entire Mishnah. As Rashbam explains, Yitzia Ekebeinayu, Teretz Tachaku. This is more plausible than to say that they are arguing regarding a matter not even mentioned in the Mishnah. David the Gemara explains that Rav Chisda referred to the ruling of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the following brisa: Hamaylech chitin litchin v'loy lasasan v'asan subin emursin. If the miller forgot to moisten the customer's wheat and therefore ground it into bran, or kemech lenachtem v'afoy pasni poilin. If a baker made crumbly bread from his customer's flour, or behem letavach v'nivla, the butcher slaughtered another person's animal incorrectly. Chayev b'mnei shu nais tisachar. He is liable if he was paid for his work. However, uman shemrechin and potter. If a professional offers his services for free, he's not liable. However, he must compensate him for indirectly causing him and his guests embarrassment. Therefore, the Rashbam points out, certainly, Rav Shimon Gamliel penalizes him when he causes a loss.